Euthanasia is legal across Canada. In fact, the country has some of the most liberal and permissive rules, but there's plenty of criticism.
Yeah, some human rights advocates say the country's regulations lack necessary safeguards to value the lives of disabled people and are prompting doctors and health workers to suggest the procedures to those who might not otherwise consider it. Well, with us to explain all this, we hope, is Tim Stainton, who's director of the Canadian Institute for Inclusion and Citizenship at the University of British Columbia. Tim, thanks for being with us. I understand that you are not exactly a fan, and I think I'm putting that pretty lightly, of your country's euthanasia laws. Tell us why.
I think that's probably correct. To start, my concerns are not about euthanasia per se, as most of us understand it, and as indeed most of the U.S. states' laws would be, that are targeted at people who, you know, have cancer or other conditions and want to avoid those last few weeks or months of pain or being in a coma. That's not really the issues of concern in Canada. That our law is much broader. As of last March, the law was expanded to remove what's called the reasonably foreseeable death criteria. So in other words, the original law, you did need to be at the end of life. But as of last year, that provision was removed. So now you need to simply be suffering from these are the terms in the law, illness, disease, or disability.
So to cut through the chase, you think that what? It's making it just too easy, too simple for Canadians to off themselves?
It is absolutely making it too simple, in my view. That we've also changed the law that shortly people with only a psychiatric illness will be able to access it. And the big concern for disabled people is that they certainly are suffering. The statistics on poverty, access to care, access to home support are appalling. And so we now have a number of reported cases where people are saying, you know, I can't live like this because I can't afford my medication, I can't get proper housing, I can't get home care. So I'm going to choose to die under the euthanasia law. And that is absolutely legal and possible and sadly happening in Canada. And I personally think that's outrageous. So they're choosing to die because they can't get the supports they need to live a life of dignity.
Yeah, the story that's making the rounds here is that a gentleman in Canada was granted euthanasia and was put to death. The reason he listed was hearing loss. Certainly not a life-threatening condition, and you know we've established this by now, is that under this new rule, you don't necessarily have to have a life-threatening condition, but rather, if you just don't want to live, there's no escape from a life that you just cannot bear to live, then you want to seek a way out and you can get it. But you just don't think that that's really ethical or right.
No, and it's dangerous because we create the conditions that people suffer in, right? That if a simple example, we've had, unfortunately, a number of cases. A lot of working age adults with disabilities, if they have significant care needs, are only offered life in an institution, essentially an old folks home. So imagine you're 30 years old, say, well, we're not going to give you supports to live in your community. We're going to put you in an old folks home for the rest of your life. And people are saying, that's not a life. I would rather die than live that life. But that has nothing to do with their disability. Has everything to do with what we're offering, and that's the risk for folks with mental health issues.
What's your answer, though, to the rebuttal that you're going to hear to all this? Is shouldn't it be up to me?
The answer that shouldn't it be up to me is yes on one hand, but choice is always about the nature of your choices. So if the state or our communities are creating conditions that lead you to that choice that can be improved or changed, then that's not a real choice, right? So say, yeah, under, if we had a perfect system where people were making choices under ideal conditions, absolutely. The reality is we're not anywhere close to that. And if you have a mental illness and you've been, you know, 2 years of deep depression, yeah, right, I can understand why you might want to go there.
Right.
But you may come out of that and you probably, you know, and we'll take the spinal cord injury. We know that people who have a major spinal cord injury, 2 to 3 years, they will have very high rates of suicidal ideation. But after that, we know from research, they say, no, actually, I want to live. I like my life.
Yeah, that's Tim Staton, director of the Canadian Institute for Inclusion and Citizenship at UBC, University of British Columbia.